Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Lamed Dalet. We're holding Lamed Gimel Amed Beis, roughly 6 lines from the bottom of the Yomud, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah? Dine Mamanis HaKoil. HaKoil Melamdim Olav Choyva, as well as Schus. However, Dine Nefashis HaKoil Melamdim Olav Schus Avaloi Choyva. So we're saying by Dine Nefashis that in case there happens to be a deliberation going on, anybody can raise his voice in the courtroom and say l'schus. The question is, who is that anyone? Hakol. What is that coming l'chayit to include? Says Yigmar Nehavin about filu Eidim. L'chayit is telling about the Eidim themselves, that even if the Eidim said, yes, we saw that Yankel went and Chas V'Sholem, he was Machal Shabbos, or he was a Reitzeyach, or Chas V'Sholem, he lived Biznus, or anything that would be Mechayiv Misa, did avoid the Zorah. After the aide said that testimony, says our Mishnah L'Choira, HaKol comes to include even the aide. Even the aide can somehow be Melamed Schus on this individual that he didn't know what he was doing, it was a Shoygig, it wasn't amazing, and so on and so forth, whatever type of arguments he can come up with. It's hard to say that it's a Shoygig, not amazing, and after all, he got Hasra. But our Gemara doesn't go into what the defenses might be. Bottom line is, the HaKoy L'Choyre comes to include the Eidim. Zok Gemara, name Masis and Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Hivu Le'Rabban. If that is the case, then our Mishnah is a Das Yochid, only Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. Not the Rabban, the sign we learned in the Brayse. It says in the Pasuk, Ve'ed Echol Le'Yana B'Nefesh. Now the Gemara leaves out a very key word, and that's the final word in the Pasuk. Ve'ed Echol Le'Yana B'Nefesh Lomus. What does all that mean? If you go back to the full pasuk in number 8, Kol maki nefesh lefi edem yirtzach esar itzeach, ve'ed echa lo yane b'nefesh lamus. That if Chas V'Sholem, someone killed someone, then chulil v'chas, he then deserves to get misa. But to go and prove that, you have to have 2 edem. Ed echa lo yane b'nefesh lamus. You can't have just 1 aid testifying Chas V'Sholem as a result kill the alleged perpetrator. That's the poshup shot. However, the Gemara feels that that's unnecessary because we have already a number of other psukim throughout the Torah. The Alpishnaim Eidim Yokum Dover, Alpishnaim Ashloisha Eidim Yokum Dover. We know you always have to have a minimum of 2. One doesn't do the trick. So what do I need this for? Eidech Aliyana B'Nevesh Lamus. The Chachamim conveniently leave out the word Lamus, and we'll see shortly what they do with that word. And they just said, Ve'eidech Aliyana B'Nevesh. An Eid Echad, after he has said his testimony, as part of 2 Eidim, so he's already testified, Zok the Pasik, from that point on, Gibashvaig, quiet, Lo Yiliyana B'Nefesh, he shouldn't say anything. Neither L'Schus, nor L'Choyva, not a word. That's how the Gebrais learns it. Go back to the Brais, the Sani Eid Echad, Lo Yiliyana B'Nefesh, Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Choyva, he's already said his testimony. Eid, we thank you very much, now you can go home. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Oimer, Oine L'Schus, Vein Oine L'Choyva. No. An Eid Echad is allowed to go and speak L'Schus on behalf of the person he just testified negatively about. However, Vein Oine L'Choyva. And we'll see in the Gemara shortly, because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda darshins a pasuk like the Rabbanan did, but they leave in the word Lamus. Vein Echad Lo Yane B'Nefesh Lamus. An Eid Echad cannot go and now say, post his testimony, any arguments in favor of this, not in favor of, L'choyva he cannot go and say, because it says in the Pasuk, L'yana b'nefesh l'mos, but he's allowed to go and say any arguments that he can come up with, L'schus, on behalf of that person that he just testified against. So since our Mishnah, HaKol, does allow for everyone to go and testify, not testify, everyone to go and state arguments. L'schus. So who is that everyone? That includes the Eidim. Only according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that holds that even an Eid can be on L'schus ve'in on L'chayfa. So, the Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Amra Papa, no, Samuznish Zayn. You can go and say it's talking HaKoil, but not referring to Eidim. It's referring B'yachem and Atal Nidim, B'divri HaKoil, as we've had in the Gemara before. Typically in front of the Bezin Tribunal, you'd have Talmidim sitting over their Bishurais in rows, listening attentively to how the Dayanim are asking all the questions, and how they're deliberating, and how they come up with their verdict. And What happens if one of the Talmidim thinks of a wonderful argument? So says our Mishnah, Hakol, even one of the Talmidim, even though he's not part of the formal Beis Din tribunal, he's allowed to raise his hand and said, I have a good argument, l'schus, on behalf of this individual, but he's not allowed to go and raise his hand, l'choiva. Oh, so then according to Rav Papa, a Mishnah doesn't have to be a Das Yachid, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It's b'yechem al-b'yem, the miracle, according to everyone. Why was Rav Papa not satisfied with saying that a Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? So very simple, because we like to say that whenever we have a machlokes Yachid v'Rabim, typically halacha kirabim. So in all likelihood, the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, we would paskin like the Tanakhama. So why would we want that our Mishnah could go Kedas Yachid? And that would be the simple reason why our Papa is saying B'yechel Matalmidim. However, when I was learning yesterday with my Chavrusa in the Koil with Rabbi Chia Aryeh, and we mentioned what Mendy has discovered and has shared with so many in Klal Yisrael, the famous word of the Teple Karuv on the Siyam, that Rabbi Papa, we have all the 10 sons of Rabbi Papa that we always mention by the Hadron. Why do we mention them? So the Teple Karuv said, because we find Rabbi Papa 10 times in Shas, who says, this is a machloikis, hilcha nemrinu litravayu. Let's go and not make a machloikis, let's make a compromise, and let's accept both of the opinions of both of those mandiyamrim. So therefore, since we want as much as ahav, ach, v'sholom, v'reyus between the Talmidim, between the Tanoim, Ameroim, and all those that are learning Shas, we want everybody to be with ahava, be able to learn together. So since Rav Papa said 10 times in Shas, Hilkach Nemrinu L'Travai, let's combine the two and make everybody happy, so to speak. That's why we mentioned the 10 sons of Rav Papa. So Rav Papa, going with that same approach, says over here, so what Rav Chia was saying, based on Mendy's word to the Teple Karuv, he doesn't like the fact that we have to say that our Mishnah is only Kedas Yochid. It's much better to say that the Mishnah goes according to Divrei HaKoyel. That's what Rav Papa said. Yech, but a Talmid of a Divrei HaKoyel. Shkoyach Mendy.
This is one of the ten times?
No, no, this is not one of the 10 times. It doesn't say in the middle of the Travaya. But the point is, Rav Papa continues on with that same guy. Mendy's going to bring us Mitchum tomorrow a list of all the 10, and we'll be able to compare it to this, and if necessary, we'll add it as number 11. Zokti Yimara, my time of the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Let's go back to the original Machloikis Legabe Eidim, where Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that even an Eid can be made L'schus, but not L'chayva. My time of the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the in the Posse, Eidecha Le'yadab Nefesh Lo Mus, for bad, for Misa. L'musu De'enei Oina, he should not come up with arguments, Chas V'Shom Misa. Av L'schus Oina, but if he wants to go and bring in arguments to defend Nebuch the defendant, that's fine, that's no problem. Everybody's trying to be mezake. V'tzilu o'eda, everybody wants to get in the swing of things and be one of the matzilah. Rabbanan Omar, what did the Rabbanan hold? Omar Ish Lakish, Mishum Demechsi, Kenegea Be'edusai. The reason why the Chachamim conveniently leave out the word lamus, and they say, Eidech Eliana Benefesh, period, Bein L'schus, Bein L'choiva, I'll tell you why. Because if they're going to try to go and be Oina L'schus, it looks like they have a Negia in their Eidus. What type of Negia in their Eidus? Says Rashi, what happens if one or both of the Eidim that now were made against the defendant, that Chas V'Shalom, for instance, that he committed a Ritzicha, Tzin Avodah Zorah, to whatever Isser that would Chas V'Shalom cause him to go and get Misa, and he testified. And he's an Eid Sheker, unfortunately. This Eid Sheker is now very noivous. What's noivous? Maybe the defendant is going to find two other Eidim that are going to go and say, Imanu Hayisem in Chicago. What's going to happen, therefore, is that his Eidus is going to be wiped out. And what happens if a person went and testified about someone else, Chas V'Shalom L'Misa, if the Beis Din had already given a verdict of L'Misa without executing, then Chas V'Shalom, this person would go and get Misa. In other words, that Eid Zomim would get Misa. Kasher Zomim L'Asas V'Yochem. And even if we do that prior to the time of the verdict, and we discovered he's an Eid Zoymen. We had early in our Masechta, an Eid Zoymen gets Malkus. Just like we have in the case of, if an Eid Zoymen says about a Koyin that he married a Grusha, and it turns out the whole thing is baloney, we don't go and take the Eidim and say, okay, now from now on, you happen to be Chalolim, Kasher Zomam. It's impossible. We do them, give them Malkus. Why do we give them Malkus? You remember we had in the Pasuk before, it's Tikva Tzadik, Vishiyus HaRosha, in Bin HaKoyser Rasha. We had it earlier on in our Masechta. So anyway, so this person that said negative edus about the defendant, if he in fact was a shakran, he is very nervous. Uh-oh, what might happen to me? I have a good edus. Let's go and try to find some defense on behalf of the defendant. Hopefully the case will be thrown out, and then nothing will happen to me, because we won't need Edom HaMazimim, and the Edom HaMazimim, what are they going to go and say about me, that I said something bad? Nothing, you know, no foul, nothing lost, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Baruch Hashem, we went free. So therefore, he's now having, if you will, not necessarily here, Hurei Tshuva, but at least he wants to protect himself from Chas V'Shalom, something happening to him, to that Eid Shakran, because he was an Eid Zayman. So therefore, we have to be nervous, say the Rabbanon, don't let him say anything. Not only don't say anything L'chiv, but not only Liz Chus. Rabbanon, Haylomus Mai Darshibe, what do they say with the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Eidecho L'yana B'nefesh Lomus? They leave out the word Lomus, because they say, Eidecho L'yana B'nefesh, period. That he shouldn't go and say, after his Eidus, he shouldn't go and say anything in defense of, either defense or offense. In other words, both ways. Like the Brisa said, Eidecho L'yana B'nefesh Bein L'schus Bein L'choyver. So what do we do with that lamus? Lamus ma'itashibe mukmi lebiachman atalmidim. Oh, this is biachman atalmidim that Rav Papa was speaking about. What do you mean? Kiddusani. Let's go over the brisa once again. Omer echad mino edim yeshli lalamid olav schus. One of the edim says, I want to say something favorable, positive on behalf of the defendant. Minayich ein shem. How do we know that you should not listen to him? Tamaloimar. Eid echad lo yaneh. He leaves out the word lomus. See, how do I know? Even yesh l'lamed l'schus b'nayin she'ein shayim alai. Eid echad lo yaneh. What's the reason why? Like we said a moment ago, because I'm afraid it's a mechsi. Can I gea be'edusai? So therefore, lo yaneh at all. Now, b'nayin lechem and atalinim she'omar yesh l'lamed olav choyv b'nayin she'ein shayim alai. How do we know if a Talmud who has no negia bedavar, if he wants to say a choiva, we will not listen? Tam loimer, he conveniently leaves out the word aid, and he goes straight to echad lo yada benefesh lo mos. Echad means anyone, not just the aid, but anyone in the courtroom, like the Talmidim. They should not say lo mos, but they are allowed to say l'schus. Oh! That's Rav Papa, says our Mishnah is going according to this Letz Teshtikl, where even the Chachamim hold, that when it comes to Talmidim, they are allowed to speak up in the courtroom, but only L'schus, and not Chas V'Shalom L'muz L'choiva.
When can the Chachamim pick and choose 5 words from the Pasuk, or 3 words, or whatever is more complicated?
That's very good. So the answer is, they cannot do this on their own. All of this is B'Mesoida. So when you find in our Braisa here, Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda and the Rabbanan, it must be that their Rebbes before them said, this is how we learned it back in the Haim, that according to the Rabbanan, we do split up the Pasuk, and we have 2 drushes. We have 1 drusha of Eid Echad Lo Yana Benefesh, and then we have another drusha, Echad Lo Yana Benefesh Lamor. So they had to be Mesoida, and the Mesoida goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's how they knew how to dash in the Pesukim. And now we continue on to the next case of Mishnah. So what did we leave off with? We left off with that there are now 2 pshatim in the Mishnah when it says that Hakol, when it comes to Dinei Nefashis, Hakol Melamdim Olav L'schus V'loy L'choiva, either it's referring to the Edim, and it goes to leave it Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, or it's talking about Echem and Talmidim, and then it goes according to everybody. Now the next case of the Mishnah was Dinei Nefashis. Now what does it say over there? Hamalamid Olav L'schus cannot be Malamed Olav Choiva, but the one that was Malamed Choiva can be Malamed Tzchus. So what is this referring to? It's referring to if you have the panel of 23 Dayanim, and they are now deliberating one with the other, as soon as one of the Dayanim says, I think that this person should be exonerated, acquitted, because I have Raya's from here, from there. From that point on, says the Mishnah, he's not allowed to be poiseach anymore l'choiva. He cannot say anything negative about this defendant. On the other hand, one of the dayanim that said bad things about him, bad. In other words, he had come up with a determination, an initial determination, that this defendant should chas v'sholem be executed. He's allowed to change his mind, and he's allowed to go and say, I thought about it further, I remember now Atoisis and Mesech the Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Daled. I remember the Meiri, I remember the Tuvich Sam Sofer, and therefore I want to change my mind. So you're allowed to change your mind, Letoiva, Leschus, but one of the Dayanim cannot go and change from Schus to Choyfer. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Omar Rav, so Rav said, that a Dayan cannot change from Schus L'choyva, Elet B'shas Masu Matan. That's when the deliberations are ongoing. Once he came up and said, Rabbi Isai, I think I have a svara, a makar, l'schus to go and free this defendant. Throughout the deliberations, no matter how long these deliberations take, whether it takes a couple of hours, whether it takes a day, two, whatever, as long as still deliberating, he cannot change his mind to go and say, he can change his mind, but he cannot voice an opinion l'choyva. He has to leave it the way it is. And in fact, Rashi says, as a result of forcing him to stay with his position of schus, that will hopefully give a greater resolve to try to find more rayas and more proofs that his original svara was correct. That's all, says Rav, b'shas masu matan. B'shas gemar din. What happens? Now we're at the verdict stage. We have the election, or not the election, we have the decision. Sorry?
Vote.
The vote. Thank you very much. But you see what we do without you. We're having the vote now between the Dayanim. So at this point, then, each one can change their mind. Because after all, they've been hearing all the svaras and all the arguments of all the other Dayanim. As a good. As you're good. Therefore, they can go and change their mind from Chas V'Sholom L'Schus, even L'Choyfa. So that's Rav's Chiddush. B'Shas Gemar Din, even though he's Malamed L'Schus until now, Choyza Malamed Choyva, he can go and change his mind. He can say, now Choyfa. I'll show you from the Mishnah later on. It says the Mishnah Lamochras Mashkimin Ubotin. The next day they get together now for the vote. We've already learned previously, and we'll learn in Yad Vashem in another few blot again in the Mishnah, that the way these things worked was that if on the first day of the deliberations, in other words, we're assuming everything took place on one day, you didn't have lawyers that spoke for hours and hours and hours, you have the defendant there. You have the Edom that say yes or no, whatever the situation is. And then the Dayanim deliberate among themselves. If by the end of the day they've come up with a majority to go and acquit the defendant, take a vote right now, acquit him, send him home, and victory parade, Baruch Hashem, he's innocent. What happens at the end of the day, there seems to be a majority to go and Chas V'Sholom execute the individual. We tell them, don't do that today. Let's sleep over it. Come back tomorrow morning. You never know. After all, you heard many svaras lekan ulekan. So it could be that overnight you'll say, you know what? What that rabbi said made a lot of sense to me, and I want to change my thought about this. And you continue the deliberations the next day, and ultimately you have the verdict the next day. So zok tiyamar meisvei shteit lemochrat the next day mashkimen uboin. They all come back after a good night's sleep. Hamizaka oimer ani hamizake. The Mezakeh says, remember yesterday I said arguments in favor. I stay with my arguments. I stay with my arguments. So far there is no change. But continues the Mishnah. The one that was Melamed Choyve can now change his opinion and say, Rabbi Yisai, what I said yesterday was talking mechayev, but now listening to all the rabbis and the dayanim, I've changed my mind. I'm melamed zchus. I'm melamed zchus and yochel lachzer lamed choyva. However, the one that was melamed zchus cannot change his mind and say choyva. In other words, this reflects what we learned in our Mishnah. But the reason why we're bringing that Mishnah to ask the kasha is because it adds lemochras. We're talking about the next day. And v'hol lemochras says yimor gemar dinu. That's Gemar Din time. That's the reason why we pushed off the sentencing to the next day for the Gemar Din. So we see that even during the Gemar Din phase of the courtroom proceedings, what's the din? Not like Rav that says B'shas Gemar Din, he can change his mind. Sakti Yomara, that kasha is not a shtarka kasha, because let me ask you a question. Lemochras, the next din, next day, Masu Matan Mileka, don't they start off the next day's proceedings not by saying, okay, let's take a vote, but rather they say, I hope everybody had a good night's sleep, and therefore, Chevra, Do you all continue holding the same positions that you had before? I have a list over here, Rabbi Smith and Rabbi Jones. You said yesterday, L'choiva, do you still hold L'choiva? Rabbi Goldberg and Rabbi Melgilikari, do you still hold L'schus, etc.? And now we have a continued deliberations. At this point, says the Meisei, says that Mishnah, at this point, the Melamed Choiva can change his mind L'schus, the Melamed Schus cannot change his mind L'choiva. But that's all during Masa Matan. After half an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is, when the Masa Matan finally has been exhausted, we've gone through every possible Makari and every possible logical Svara. Now it's time for the vote. That's a different story. At this point, since we're now voting, says Rav, the Melamed Schus can change his mind and be Melamed Choyve at this point. So Timur, therefore, the Tamech, the Machas Masu Mat Mileka, isn't there deliberations of either there is. Kiktoni, when this Brisa says, what Mishnah says, that they can go and change their minds, but only L'schus and not L'choyvet V'shas Masu Matan. But as soon as Masu Matan is over, post the case of the Machras, it's no longer 9 o'clock in the morning, now it's 2 in the afternoon, it's already after the lunch break. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we take a vote and we see what people want to do. At this point, you can go and change your mind either way. According to Rav, it's not Shema. Let's try to bring another right. Which they done the brayso done elu keneged elu at shira echem and mechayven divrei hamizakin. The woman's done an elu keneged elu. So Rashi says it's talking about we are already in the voting phase. For some reason, Rashi chaps on the case of Sanhedrin of 71, even though we're talking lechayra about a regular capital case of that only requires 23. But could be that Rashi's thinking.
Or Novi Sheker or something.
Exactly.
Big time cases.
Exactly. So if you look at the Rashi, done an Elu Keneged Elu, about a quarter down the Omid from the top. Heichad and Nechleku Bedin. Oh, we now have a Machloikis. Shloisha Mishisha Machayvin, 36 are Machayv. Shloisha Machamisha Mezakin, 36 or 35. Can you go and decide Lechiev based on one vote? Mm-hmm. No. How do you know? The Vekaimelon, Little Dav Beis, our very first Mishnah. Ein matan l'choyv al pi echad. You can't go and change. You can't go and decide l'choyv based on what. So what do you do now? I cannot be moisifin ala deyonim, but what I can do is have a continued discussion. By the way, it could very well be that the reason that Rashi got to the 36 and 35 is like
already added on from the 23 and
exactly.
Up to the max limit.
Now with the max limit, we don't want to just dismiss the case and say we have no decision. So let's do what we can until the final moment, unless nobody can change their minds, and then we'll have to dismiss the case. But at the moment, we're going to continue the Masa Umatan. And therefore, Donan Barai Yosein, El Keneged Elu, Achi Yachsa Boi Echad Min HaMachayvin, the Havalu Mezak and Ruba. We're going to give a last chance for people to go and change their minds. Avalachsa Boi Echad Min HaMezakin, Loiktoni. Notice what we're quoting now only allows for during the Gemardin phase, during the voting phase. It says in this brisa, we'll go back to the Gemara in a moment, that one of the mechayvin could go and change his mind to be a mezaken. But it doesn't say that about one of the mezaken can go and change his mind. Sorry. Let's go back to the brisa. Toshima, don elu keneged elu, ad shiira echan min mechayvin divri hamezaken. We're going to continue this back and forth deliberation, even though we're now at the voting stage, because we cannot come up with a final verdict. Because you have 36 against 35, and the majority of one doesn't do it, l'choiva. So we're going to hope and wait and pray that one of the mechayvin is eventually going to change his mind. He's going to be one of the divrei hamezakin. So it's not going to be a 36-35 in favor of execution. It'll be 36-35 in favor of acquittal. And we'll acquit him, because for l'schus, you only need one, you don't need two. Azoi shteit, sefrei timar, vim isa, according to Rav, the b'shas the gemardin. Even the mezakins can go and change to be mechayvin. So why does it say don elu keneged elu ad shira echad min mechayvin divrei mezakin? It should also say oy ad shira echad min mezakin divrei mechayvin. Because according to Rav, it works both ways.
Yeah, only two of the mechayvin, shtei mechayvin. The majority.
That's assuming two. You need five. You need ten. But the point is, do whatever you have to do. Let this brisa be like Rav,
right,
to go and switch it around. Now, if the verdict until now was 36 against 35, like Rashi said, how many would you need to go and switch from schus to choyva?
One.
We need two.
Right? One. Is that so?
You need a majority of two.
You need a majority of two. Right. So if you have 36 against 35, they're lechoiva, you need one more. Right. So if yeah, one of them is
zaken, 36 the other way. Yeah.
37.
You switch one, it goes
37, 34.
Gentlemen, let's think through this. 36 are mechayiv, 35 are poitim. If you have one of the mechayiv and go and switches his mind and he becomes a mezaka, that's easy. It's no longer 36, 35, now becomes 30, 36, 35 in reverse. We free the defendant, right? Agreed.
The crook walks.
The defendant walks away, acquitted. What happens if Chas HaShem is the other way around? According to Rav, one of the mezakin can now change his mind to be one of the mechayvin. So one of the 35 mezakin is going to join the 36 mechayvin, and all of a sudden we're going to have 37 against 34.
That's right? Majority of three.
Majority of three. Majority of three. Is that better or worse than a majority of two?
It works for conviction.
Oh, so works, you agree, so we only need one change. You don't need two.
Correct.
Yeah, good.
Correct,
yeah. Fine. Everybody's on the same page. Dr. Yomara, the Im Isa, according to Rav, let that price say Don Elu Keneged Elu, not only for purposes of allowing one of the Mechayvim to change his mind, but also to allow for one of the Mezakim to change his mind. But the fact that the price doesn't mention that, it would certainly suggest that Rav is wrong, that you cannot change your mind even Bishas the Gemar Din. So Dr. Yomara, no, wrong. Tanas Chuska Mahadra, Achoy Vileka Mahadra. This town is like the Hidig Bedichiva. He doesn't want to talk about Chas HaShalom that one of the Mezakin changes a mighty Mechayv. Avada the Halach is the same, whether Mechayvin changed to Mezakin or Mezakin changed to Mechayvin. But bottom line is, we don't want to mention anything Lechayv. Why should we mention negativity? Let's be positive. Let's talk about the Halavai. We should find a Schus and not Chas HaShalom a Chayv. Toshima. The Yom Rabbeis Reb Chanina. Echem Na Talmidim Shezika Umeis. This is a Moiradik Alacha. You have over here the 23 Dayanim. One of the Dayanim, even though it says Metatomid, it really means one of the Dayanim, Shazika, that was Mizaka in the middle of the vote, Rachman al-Islam Nebuch, he passed away. What do we do? We don't say, okay, let's replace him and find somebody else, but rather, Royan Uysuki Iluhu Chayv Oimim Bim Koimai, we freeze him in place. Not necessarily physically, but at least spiritually, we freeze his vote. His vote was l'schus. Keep it as l'schus. Freiti mora v'amai, since according to Rav, even during the Gemar Din, you can change his mind. Neima ilu hay v'kayim, if this rabbi, this Dayan, would still be alive, hodame, maybe he would have changed his mind. And therefore, why do you freeze his vote? Davka l'schus, maybe he would have changed his mind after hearing all the other dayanim saying l'choiva, and therefore we would have Chas HaShalom going and he changed his mind from schus to choiva, and that might have tipped the majority, or even if it didn't. But the point is, why does this Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina say you automatically freeze his vote, since he might have, he could have, he would have, he should have switched his vote from the schus Chas HaShalom l'choiva? Sounds like you can't switch. Avdi Mara, no. Rav Yitzchak Rav Chanina can shtim with Rav after all. Hashem Yilei Adabe. You're right, he could have switched, but Lemaisi he didn't. At the time he voted the schus. Finished, done, frozen, can't change your mind anymore because Nebuchadnezzar passed away. So Bazoi, so Rav Yitzchak Rav Chanina is consistent with Rav after all. But we sent from Eretz Yisrael the Divrei Rav Yitzchak Rav Chanina, Rav Yitzchak Rav Chanina that we just quoted, that mutza michlal rabbeinu. Mutza means that his halacha that we just had is excluded from rabbeinu, from Rav's halacha. Meaning that the two are mutually exclusive. According to Rav, that you can go and change your vote, even the time of the final verdict, then how can you go and freeze it in place, like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says? The two don't work in tandem. So if you want nishke ferlech, you just have to make a small emendation, throw in the word Ein. Don't say l'divrei Rabbi Yosef Chanina mutza mechlal rabbeinu. Ein mutza mechlal rabbeinu. That Rabbi Yosef Chanina and Rav are in fact consistent. It says Rav says you can change your mind. So Rabbi Yosef Chanina, I appreciate that you can change your mind, but until you change your mind, your vote is frozen in place, and therefore, since a person died, Nebuch, Lemaisa, his vote is frozen, and you cannot change that person's mind after he passed away, so it stays liskos. It's no kash. Toshima, another kash we're going to ask on Rav. Shnei Sofer HaDiyonim, Undum Lefneim, Echem Min Vi Echem Min Hasmol. We have two, what would they call them today, stenographers. Two stenographers are there in the Bezdin. One writes down all of the arguments which are l'schus, and one writes down all the arguments which are l'choyfa. But it's not only the argument, but they also write down the persons. Rabbi Smith said l'choyfa, and Rabbi Jones said l'schus, and so on and so forth, and they tell the tamim the reasons why. The Rabbi Smith, when he said l'choyfa, he quoted a Gemara here, and a Chazal, a Tosefta over there, and a Tshuva Sefer over here, and Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch, and he used this svar and that svar. And the same thing you go and say for Rabbi Jones when he was Malam Lizchus, based on whatever sources. So all of this is written down by the stenographers. And because there are Mizak and Diriam Chayvin, and that's what each one does. One does the negative votes, or not votes, but negative arguments, negative the Yonim that expressed a Lizchus, and one that expresses Lechayv. So they wrote these things out. So to Mariette, I understand why. You see, L'choyru would just be simpler to just go and write down all the names and say we have the following of the 23 Dayanim. 12 of them feel this way. Who are the 12? Rabbi Smith, Rabbi Jones, Rabbi Goldberg, blah, blah, blah. And the other 11 hold differently. That would be simple. But no, you have to write the Divrei Mechayv, also the arguments. What arguments they gave that support their view, either L'schus or L'choyru. No, the reason why you have to write down these arguments, because if the next day the Dayanim come in and we ask them, "Nu, do you still hold with your previous opinions of the night before?" One of the Dayanim might say, "I said yesterday l'choyva. I still say l'choyva, but not based on yesterday's argument, but based on a new argument that I thought about overnight. Yesterday's argument, I can see that you can be docha. But the new one that I have is, that's really
bulletproof.
And at the end of the deliberations, we're still stuck that you have a majority that holds to convict, and we don't want to convict. So we give them yet another night of halonas din. How many times do we give halonas din? Every time they come up with new arguments, l'choyva, we have l'choyva, they're going to convict this fellow. So we give it yet another night to think about it. Maybe either that dayan or the other dayanim will say, you thought it was bulletproof, but in fact we can find a couple of holes in the fabric after all. Okay, so I understand why they have to write the divrei hamechayvim, the arguments, because if they come up with a new argument, then you have to have yet another halonas din for another day. Elo divrei hamizakin, my timer. Why do you have to write the tamim, the argument divrei hamizakin? Let it just simply say that the following rabbis all felt l'schus, period. Lav mishum the ichozu taim achrina, that if they find a new tam l'choiva le'mishkachinim b'hu. The reason why we write down the tamei hamizakin, not just the names of the mizakin, but also the svaris and the makoidois. Why do we write that down? That just in case afterwards one of them comes up with a svar l'choyva l'mishkachinim b'hu, we're not going to listen to him. And not only won't we listen to him at the deliberation stage, but we won't even listen to him at the verdict stage. And so therefore, l'choyra that shver Rav, because when Rav said that at the verdict stage you can change your mind after all, so v'rei timora oy bazoy, so what's the purpose in writing down the tamim? Just allow him to go and change his vote. But Rav says, at verdict stage, you don't have to explain yourself. The mezakim can go and change the mechayvin, according to Rav. So what do you have to write down all this for us? He says, well, I'll tell you why. So that you don't have a situation of two dayanim coming up with the same tam based on two separate psukim. What does that mean? What happens if two dayanim say the very same verdict, the same vote, l'mashal, they're both going l'choyva? However, what is the basis of their saying l'choyva? Mishnei mekrois, from two separate psukim. So they're both saying the same thing, but one is quoting pasuk A and one's quoting pasuk B. What's the status of these two dayanim? Amalei, says Rabbi Yochanan, ein moin lehen ela echad. In such a case, you would not give them two separate votes, you'd only give them one vote. What's the svara behind it? The svara behind it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give any psukim just for surplus, superfluous. Each pasuk comes to tell you something else. So if two dayanim are saying both l'choiva based on two separate psukim, one of them is making a mistake because the pasuk is addressing our case and the other pasuk is addressing some other case. Okay. And therefore, that's the reason why you have to write down the tamim even l'schuz to go and make sure that everybody is saying tamim based on separate mekoyrois, not that they are quoting two separate psukim for the same halacha. And you'll see the Gemara that bases this.
Is this only on discussion, not on votes?
No, it's going on votes as well. Let's see. Minari mili. Amr Abayit Yamakrat says in the Pasik, Achaz Dibra Lekim, Shtayim Zu Shemati. Kadosh Baruch Hu said one, and I heard two. It's going on the Zoch V'Shomer B'Dibra Echad, but that's not our sugya. The point is that you have one Dibra of Hashem, and you hear two. Ki Oizla Lekim, so Zok Dimara, what do I learn from this? Mikra Echad Yoitz V'Kametamim. You can have one Pasik and learn from that several halachos, v'intam echad yoitz mikam mikrais. If Kadosh Baruch Hu gave multiple psukim, each pasuk is coming to tell us something. You don't have two psukim to go and tell us the same thing. That other pasuk must be talking about something else.
Yeah, the Gemara many times they hold the same but different mekar.
Mm-hmm.
They all felt similar.
So that's why the Gemara.
That's not in capital cases though. We're talking about capital cases.
Number one and number two. Very often the Gemara will follow up. And Rabbi Shimon, why did he learn like Rabbi Yossi? And Rabbi Yossi, why didn't he learn Rabbi Shimon? Oh, because this pasuk is something else. It's not for this. But my pasuk is from what I'm telling you. That other pasuk is telling you a different drasha altogether. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have to have. That's why we have machloikas in the Gemara. So Zok Dimara. So now, if I have, so that's one pasuk. The way Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Uki Patish Yefoyt Tzelam, a Patish Zem is Chalik Vekamani Tzaitzis. You take a patish and you bang it. It splits up and makes many, many, many sparks. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's why we write down all of the arguments, both l'choive and l'schus, because if it turns out that two dayanim are saying the same halacha, the same schus, but each one is saying, it's a pasuk just like me. The pasuk says ABC. The other one says, well, I have a different pasuk just like me. One of them is right based on the pasuk, the other one is wrong based on the pasuk, and so therefore, both of them say l'schus. We count it as one, we don't count it as two, because you cannot have the two psukim are telling you the same thing. So says the Gemara, give me a couple of examples of this. Hechidomi tam echad mishnei mekrais. And now the Gemara from here until almost halfway down the Amud Beis is going to try to find a makoyer of this that you cannot have one halacha stemming from two separate psukim. Each man the Yomar can hold that my pasuk is the right pasuk, but one of them is wrong. Because two psukim are not telling us the same. One pasuk, achas dibra lekim, you can learn from that multiple tamim, but two psukim are not coming to tell us the same. Zok Timara. So give me an example. Hechidomi tam echem mishnei mekrois. Om rav zvid kiritnan. And now we go for a couple of minutes into Hilchus Kachin. As you know, when it comes to any korban that you bring in the Beis HaMikdash, there are two possible categories of psulim. There are those psulim that stemmed from prior to coming into the Beis HaMikdash, and then those psulim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash itself. For instance, if you were talking about a behemah, if the behemah was a balas mum, even before you even thought about bringing it into the Beis HaMikdash, it was already possible. So therefore, it was psulai prior to coming into the Beis HaMikdash. That type of carbon is zichar worthless. However, there are certain kabbanis that only become possible inside the Beis HaMikdash. It's what the Gemara calls psulai bakoidish. What would be one of those psulim? So Rashi gives a number of examples. For instance, they did a great job on the shechita of the animal, but unfortunately, all the blood spilled to the ground. They didn't have a chance to collect the blood together in a kli. Unfortunately, this carbon is now possible. But it's psulei bakoidish. You could also have a situation where the koyin or the balim, when they're doing the shechita, they had in mind for
pigos.
Eat this outside of the Beis HaMikdash, if it's kach kudishim, or beyond this man limit. One of them would be fossil, one would be pigo. So these are all psulei bakoidish. The previously was perfect carbon, and unfortunately, in the Beis HaMikdash, it became, it could also be that it became tameh. That unfortunately there was a dead chariot over there, and the dead chariot touched the carbon. Ay, bye bye, etc.
The buster, the blood went out before the zrika.
Any one of those wonderful things. So what happens now? Mizbeach Mekadosh is Haroyloi. When we say Haroyloi means, of course, if it's Roy that it's a perfect carbon, of course, Mizbeach Mekadosh Haroyloi. We're talking about Haroyloi that even though now, unfortunately, it is not Roy, but previously when it came into the Beis Medrash an hour ago, it was Roy. So even though you cannot put it on the Mizbeach because Nishbach Domoy, it's Pigel, it became Tomei, it became possible, biyotze, whatever the reason is. But what happens if you did put it on the Beis HaMikdash by mistake, you didn't realize, oy, 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 it became possible, the pigel, the nishpach domai, chagunish kibis, but now it's on top of the Mizbeach, leave it there. You don't take it off of the Mizbeach. It's what the Gemara calls, im Allah, loy yeirad, leave it on the Mizbeach. Uh-huh. Now, where do you take this from? So we have a machloket between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua omer kol haroy liishim im ola lo yeir. Anything that was roy at one time for ishim im ola, if it came off them, if it went on them, is bayach. Even though now it is no longer roy, but it was roy at one time. If it goes on the mizbeach lo yeir, don't take it down. Shenema says in the pasuk hu oila al moita. I learned from that ma oila shehi ruuya liishim. Just like an oila, a normal common oil, of course, is roy to be put on the moita, on the mizbeach. And mim also like dated if it went on the mizbeach. Don't take it down, obviously. It's a kosher carbon. Af koshul roy leishim. Anything that was roy leishim at one point. Im ola lo yeret. Oh, just like we said. Rav Gamliel oimer, I have a different limud. Kol roy le mizbeach. Im ola lo yeret. Shenemar. He who oila al moita al ha mizbeach. Ma oila shi ruuya legavim mizbeach im ola lo yeret. Af koshul roy le mizbeach im ola lo yeret. What's the difference between the two drushes? The first drusha was kol shu roy li ishim im ola lo yeret. Rav Gamliel says kol roy lalis al mizbeach im ola lo yeret. So l'choira, they're both saying the same halacha, that something, even though now it's not roy because it's psula by kodesh, but at one time it was roy im ola lo yeret. Utravai maiko marbu. What are the both of them doing by learning these two drushes? They're both being marbe psulim. Mar maisilo mi moita, mar maisilo mi mizbeach. One learns it from moita, one learns it from mizbeach, but bottom line is they both say the exact same thing. Ah, so this illustrates what the Gemara was saying before, that you could have tam echad yoitze mikama mikrois, and therefore that is impossible. I mean, what means it impossible? They just learned it. But the fact that Rabbi Shmuel says, getting back to this Mishnah, thank you. We have over here Rabbi Yeshua, and we have Rabbi Gamliel. The fact that Rabbi Gamliel rejects Rabbi Yeshua's drasha, and Rabbi Yeshua apparently rejects Rabbi Gamliel's drasha, it means that you can only learn one drasha from these words. You can learn multiple drashas from these words, like the Mara said before, but you can only learn one. One pasuk can only go and tell you one halacha. You can't have two psukim telling you the same halacha. Says Yomar, l'choira have you two psukim telling us the same halacha. He's learning from the word oila, he's learning from the word moita, but they're learning the same halacha with two separate psukim. Oy vavei, utruvai maikoman v'sulam, mar maislam moita mar maislam mi mizbeach. Says Yomar, you're wrong. V'vahasa niflik pligi. In fact, there's a big nafkimina between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. What's it nafkim? It's tiktani sefer. Ain bein dibrim gamliel the dibrim yeshua el hadam v'anisachim. Oh, what happens if the dam or the nisachim became posel? L'moshel, that either dam fell and spilled on the floor and now you're picking it up. And or it became tameh. So you have now dam and nisachim that are not roy to go on the mizbeach. What happens if you did pour it on the mizbeach? Do you have to quickly go and clean it up and take it off the mizbeach? Yes or no? Shem Gamliel Oimer Lo Yered. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Kol Roy LeMizbeach. If it went up, you leave it there." Shu Oimer Yered. No, take down this dam and the Sachem as soon as possible. Where do you see that? Because since Rabbi Yeshua is learning his drasha from the Ishim, anything that's Roy LeIshim on the Ishim,
he's not going on the Ishim.
He's not going on the Ishim. The in terms of the dam, you go and spritz it from the outside. On the kiras on his beach, shteim shein arba, or even if you're talking about the gabi korm chatas, you're putting on the four koronois, but you don't put on the fai, you don't put on the moita. On the same thing, the gabi nesachim. Nesachim, you have these special pipes which are there in the corner of the mizbeach. And sorry,
svalim.
Oh, svalim, fine. And you have those going into those svalim down into the pipes. Some of them, if it's in case of the water, it'll eventually drop down, drip down to the floor, and it goes into Amas Amayim. It'll take it out. Right, exactly. That's like the Nisach Hayayin. If it's Nisach Hamayim, no, that's Nisach Hamayim. The Nisach Hayayin will go into the Shittim, will go down, according to one man, the Amo, into the...
It congeals over many years.
And you have to go and remove it, you have to open it up.
This is not a good example.
Is not a good example. Gevaldik. So therefore the Gemara is saying that you said that these two Madhyamrim are both saying the same thing, that living learn from two different psukim. It's not true. In fact, there's a major nafkamina between the two drushes. Says you, okay, you're right. I have a brand new rye. Elomer, Papa, Kidasanya. And the other rye that we're gonna bring now is again gonna focus on Psula Bakoyish. Basically the Oyim Tosh the Nemer, since it says in the Pasuk, Kon Agev and Mizveach Yikdosh. Anything which touches the Mizbech, meaning that it went on the top of the Mizbech, it becomes Kodesh, and therefore, im ola lo yeret. So, call on a gim a Mizbech sounds like Shemani ben Roy ben Generoy. Anything, whether it was Roy ab initio and later became Psula b'Kodesh, or even something that was always possible. Rashi gives an example, for instance, what happens if a person brought in Ayol v'tzvi v'yachmur. He comes to the Kohen says, what do you want to bring? I want to bring a carbon oiler. So what do you have over there? I have a beautiful ayol or tzvi. Yeah, they're absolutely kosher. Mm-hmm. These are kosher chayes. But are they kosher for carbonis? No, of course not. The person is a shtikl amuritz, right? If he did something like that. Or, for that matter, says Rashi, if he brought in chulin, he says, I want to go and I don't want to cut you. I don't believe in kachim. I ran a chulin and I want to go and check for chulin for the bezbet. You can't do that. You can't have it both ways. You want kachim, but you can't do chulin. So these things are not roi at all. So says Yomar Shemi Ani, based on kol hanegev b'mizbeach yikdash, I would think ben roi ben sheina roi tam b'loyimah. That's why I have a pasuk that says kivasim pushtet kivasim. So we have here number two b'zeach shetasal mizbeach kivasim and eishana shnayim liyoyim tavit. So what does this kivasim tell us? My kivasim ruuyin. It had to at least at one time have been roi af kol roi. Anything that one time was roi can be brought, not something that was never roi from the mizbeach arose that does not become kodesh. So if you brought an ayil tzvi v'yachmor and it touched, or you shechted and the basar touched, or the aymerin touched the top of the mizbeach, just throw it in the. It's all meaningless. It's al zgunish mit kodesh.
It's pasul al zgun.
Chulin bazar. Yeah, exactly. Rabbi Kiva Oimer says the pasuk oila. Now this is the third pasuk, number three. So it says the word oila. It has to be something that had was roy at one time. Each one of them again is something that was posel ab initio, and therefore arose. Don't even think of putting it, touching the mizbech. Oh, so you see that you're learning the same halacha from two separate psukim. Didn't you say on the Amud Aleph that's a no-no? That once you have two psukim, you have to learn two separate halachas. Kadosh Baruch Hu would not give you two psukim to tell us the same thing. Says Yomar, once again, there is a nafkimina between the two drushes. If you have an oilas oif that became posel, oilas oif, you did the malika, and then after that, you wanted to put it on the mizbeach, and then it became tomei, for instance. Or posel b'yoytze, etc. What we then have to give in a man, the ma'isalim b'kvasim, kvasim in, avlo oilas oif loy. If you're learning from kvasim, kvasim ha-behaimis. Behaimis come to exclude oifis. And we are talking, in fact, about an oila, se shetasal mizbeach, kvasim neshon eshnaim liyoyim tomei, that's the oilas tomei that you bring twice every day, oilas boiker and the bener aboyim. So if that's the case, the posel is talking about an oilas behaima, and that's why it's excluding the oilas oif. A fellow oilas oif nami. Since we're talking about oila, oilas oif is also an oil. Okay, it's not a baby, but it's oilas oif. It's again a mi'nach nafkimina, whether if this oilas oif that became tummy, you put it on the mizbeach, whether it becomes part of the kolonagib of mizbeach, yikdosh, does it become koidish im ola lo yered? Or do you say im ola yered? I have an afkimira, so I don't have a situation of two tanoim amiroim bringing two separate psukim to tell us the same halacha, because in fact there's an afkimira. Elamar Vashi Kinesanya, oh, I know the answer. Dom Yechosh Leishahu, Dom Shavach, the rabbi says a zoirik, Tiv Rabbi Shmuel. Rekiba Oimer, Oi Zavach, the rabbi says a zoirik. What is this referring to? There are two parshis in the Torah back to back, in the middle of Vayikra, perhaps it's in Parshas Emor, maybe Parshas Kedoshim, I don't remember offhand, but one of those Parshas, we have the din of Shchut Echutz, which is immediately followed by the din of Halo'as Chutz. The Shchut Echutz is that Isha Sheyishchat, and El Pesach Oyel Moed Lo'yavir, Lahakrav Karm Lashem, Dom Yechosh Lishahu, Dom Shofach. So that's the din of Shchut Echutz. And then it says in the Pasuk, or Ish Ish, Mibes Yisrael, Ashi Yog, Besoichem, Ashi Yala, Oyel Oizavach, the El Pesach Oyel Moed Lo'yavir, Oyel Lahakrav Karm Lashem. So you have two psukim, one talking about Shchut Echutz, which is an Isser of Kares, and the other one is Halo'as Chutz. Halo'as Chutz means that even if you shechted the carbon inside the base of Mikdash, you afterwards took it out, and you built an altar outside, an alternative altar outside the base of Mikdash, and you were makriv it on that altar, you're over on the din of Halo'as Chutz. Okay, so that's a Dovah Poshim, the state of in the Torah. What happens if you have a third individual? He didn't shecht b'chutz, he wasn't mal b'chutz, but he took dam from Shchutei Pnim, a carbon that was shechted inside, he took it to that altar outside, and he started doing the Zrikis outside. What happens to him? There's no Beferish Pasuk. However, there are two different potential Mekoyrois for this halacha. Mekor number one is, Kidasani Dom Yechosh L'Ishahu Dom Shafach. This is part of the Shchutei Chutz. If you want to look at Ois number 4 on the side, it says, "Vel Pesach Oil Moed Lehavir LaHakrav Karm LaShem Lefnei Mishkan Hashem Dam Yechosh LeIshahu Dam Shafach Menichas Ishahu." So this is talking about a din of Shchut Echutz. If you have a Zrika Shchutz, it's included from that lashon. Rabbi says, "Sorry, do Rabbi Shmuel." Rabbi Kiva Oimar, I learned from Halo'as Chutz. The next pasuk is number 5. Ve'aleim Toyma Ish Ishem Beis Yisrael Medgera Garish Roichem Ashiyale Oila Oizavach. What do you need the Oizavach for? The Rabbi says, "Azoyrek." Utravayu Maikom Marbu, what are they both saying? They're both saying Zrika. Mar Maisila mi Dam Yechoshev, Mar Maisila mi Oizavach, and both, therefore both of them are telling us the same halacha, that a person who does Zrika Sadam outside the base of Mikdash on an altar outside, he is Oiver and he gets Kareis. Oh, so I see that I'm learning the same halacha from two separate psukim. So tomorrow, no, there's again an afkimina. Vomer Bavo, Shochet Vizorak, Ikaminayu. What happens if a person did both Shchut Echutz and Zrika Shchutz, and he did it Bishogeg? How many Kabbonis Chatos does he have to bring? The Dibra Bishmon and Echai Velachas. He only has to bring one. Why? Because the din of Zrika is like a tolda of the din of Shchita. You learn it from that pasuk that talks about Shchut Echutz, and then you throw in the Zrika Shchutz. So you only chayv one, because it's like doing an av the tolda bihelem echad. You only have to bring one carbon. A little Rivikiva Chayiv Shtayim. Why? Because it's a Zrika that he did. That from the Shchut Echutz Parsha. So that's like a Shchita that's Machayiv Kares. While if he also did a Zrika, that Zrika is from the derivative of the Halos Chutz. So it's as if he's doing
two Avos.
Exactly. If you're talking about Shabbos as a comparison, it's like doing a Harisha Mitazriya. Two separate
Melachas
Behelam Echad. Here he's doing two separate Avoides Behelam Echad. So according to the Rebavo, not Rebavo, according to Bishmuel, if he did a Shechita Mizrika, you're only going to be Chayiv one, because it's like an Av that told the day. But according to Rebbe Kiv, you're going to be Chayiv Shtayim, because it's a Shechita, and this Zrika is part of Haloah, not part of Shechita. It's a Chanaf Gemina. Ha itma lo amar Abai after the Rebbe Kiva, nami in Echayiv ela achas. Abai said, no. I disagree with Rabbi Avo, and what I hold, that even according to Rabbi Kivi, I'm only going to be Chayv 1. When you're Chayv 1, after all, the Zrika you learn from Shechita. According to Rabbi Kivi, you learn the din of Zrika from Halah, and that's separate from Shechita. Why are you only Chayv 1? The Yom HaKrok, the Pasuk at the end of those series of Pesukim says, Shom Tala Oilisecha V'Shom Tasa. In other words, the Pasuk says very definitively, do not do it b'chutz, Hashem allows you to build a Mishkan or a Beis HaMikdash. Shom Talo Yisecha V'Shom Ta'aseh Kol HaShanoich Mitzvekah. Why does it repeat this? Shom Talo Yisecha V'Shom Ta'aseh Avin Rachmanu Likulu Asiyois. The Pasuk is now combining all the Asiyas together, that your Aliyah of the Oila and your Asiyah of the Oila. What does Asiyah include?
The Shechita,
the Zrika, the Allah. It's all combined into one pasuk to go and tell you. It has one din of a Korban Chatos. Wow. If you messed up, in the Shechita mit the Zrika, even though the Zrika I really learned from the Halah, but this pasuk combines the two, you only chayiv one karma chatas for all.
So what do we have then? We have two sources.
So 1 second. So what have we now? We have two sources that go and tell us the choyra, the same halacha.
Zrika is only one. Zrika's chutz is only one. Is kolal with the other avodas.
And there are no nafkiminas between
correct.
These two.
We eliminated nafkimina according to Abaye.
And therefore that was what Yimora said at the outset. I have now two psukim. Tam echad mishnei mikrois. And you cannot have tam echad mishnei mikrois, and that's why Rabbi Shmuel says, I learn it from my mikra, and Rabbi Kiva says, I learn it from my mikra. However, it cannot be that one would subscribe to both, because Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't have one tam coming from two mikrois. So therefore, getting back to our dayanim, if our two dayanim are saying the same halacha, l'marshal, if they were being asked not about dinim of chas v'shalom misa, to be talking about issa v'heter the gabi dis karbanis.
You have one chatas or two chatos, or whatever.
Exactly. So what would we say? That you only have one karban chatas, even though each one is learning from a different pasuk. In this situation, you'd only have to bring one and not two. And therefore, in the dayonis, you don't have one vote, so to speak, and you wouldn't have two votes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dinim mit mamonis don b'yoyim. So our Mishnah says that dinim mamonis you can be done b'yoyim as well as b'layla. But dina nefashis, you could be done in bayoyim and not balayla. Now, even by dina mamlis, you can't start it off balayla, but done in bayoyim vegoyim rim balayla. But when it comes to dina nefashis, once it gets night, sorry, take a break. We get back. We come back in tomorrow morning. There's halona sedin. We allow the deliberations to continue the next day. Zok digmar minuani mili. How do I know that dina mamlis is bayoyim vegoyim rim balayla? Papa, because lechoyra I have a stiras hapsukim. Yomakra, the first pasuk says, well, becholeis, choleis, anytime, 24/7. Ah, so Timur, if that's the case, yachet chilis din nami. So then, 24/6. Yachet chilis din nami. Shouldn't I go and say that the chilis din can also be at night if you're telling me becholeis, 24 hours? Why did you say chilis din is by yoim? Oh, Kidarabba, the Rabba Rami, Ksib, I have the pasuk. Vishafta some chaleis, which is mashma 24/6, even at night. Uksivahaya bayoim an chili as banav. It's got to be bayoim. Make up your mind. Okay, said, yoim lechilas din, laila ligmar din. Oh, so therefore, combining now Rabbi Bar Papa together with Rava, since I have two psukim, one pasuk says bchaleis, anytime. The other pasuk says bayoim, so you are maschil bayoim, and you can be goimer even balayla. Oh, very good. However, a mayor respectfully disagrees. Why? The mayor learns from a different source. It says in the pasuk, you ask the dayanim or the kahanim or acting as the dayanim, and whatever they paskin will be for kol riv, any dispute, if there's a nega tzaras. Why do we put together Riv and Nega in the same language, the same Torchidei Dibur, the two separate parashiyos? Elamakish Riv and Negoim. So now we're going to have, as you know, Ein Hekish Lamechsa. So first we're going to call Riv and Negoim, and then we're going to go Negoim to Riv. So we start off Makish Riv and Negoim. Ma Negoim Bayoim. Just like a Nega Tzaras has to be seen by the Dayan, by the Koyin, by the Ruv, has to be seen by day. The Chassidim says in Pasuk, Uveyoim. Heroes by Basar Chai Yitma, it's got to be a day thing. Afrim Bayan, also any type of Riv, any type of Din Torah, on Mominus, has to be day. So he doesn't learn like the Yoim Hanchili as Banav, he learns this from Riv and Negoim. Uman Negoim Shalui Besuman, just like a Nega has to be seen by someone that has eyesight, Tichsiv, Lechol Mari Eini Hakoin, he has to be able to go and see. Same thing applies, Afrim Shalui Besuman. You cannot have a judge. There are judges today, secular judges, that are blind. The Torah doesn't allow for that to a dying to be blind to go and decide Adrian.
The judge is supposed to be blind to
justice is supposed to be blind, things. But not the judges.
Blind justice, but not blind judges. You see that? Great. Good. So that's what we learned so far. Just like when it comes to Riv, you cannot have a Karev who's going to be a dying. On the Dayan panel, rabbinical panel, if you happen to have a Negat Saras, and your father happens to be a Grace Tamar Chacham, a Grace Koyin that knows Negoim, can't go, Avnegoim Shloi B'Kraivim. So those are the drushes we go back and forth. Just like a river, you have to have a minimum of three dayanim. It says alihim, 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 three times, like we had at the beginning of the Masechta. So maybe for neged saras, you ought to have to show three.
Three kohanim.
The dinu and l'chori, I have a kal v'chomer, a kolshke. Matach m'moyne b'shloisha. We're talking about money. No money. That's, you need three. Guvoy, you have a problem. Neged saras, l'kolshke, you should certainly have to have three. Tamalim v'uvel aran akoyin. Oy el achan mibon abakehanim. Aharon or one. Fine.
Even though in
Hekes Lamach
says, nevertheless, we have a special pasuk to
override that. Exactly right.
Interrupt that.
Interrupt it, override, whatever. Some people say to trumpet. Yeah, okay.
I don't mean
to blow it with the trumpet. Right. To trumpet.
Yes. But the goyim are only, we have to have a coin. Even if a Talmud Chacham, expert in goyim.
By Rav Nifsh. Okay, Gemara doesn't go into that, but presumably you'd have some other limit. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So how is this different, this Rameir, than our Mishnah? We're saying Masis and Loik Rameir. Because according to Rameir, there's no such thing, even at night, there's no Gemar Din, or the other way around. Even the Gemar Din has to be by Yoim and not by Laila. How did we know in our Mishnah that you can be done by Yoim v'goyim and b'layla? Because I had a stiras ha-psukim. One pasuk says, b'chaleis, 24-6. The other pasuk says, v'goyim b'yoim an'chiles banim. It's got to be during the day. Now make up your mind. Is it 24 or is it just the 12 hours during the day? Oh, so you have to be maschil b'yoim, you can be goyim and b'layla. But according to the Maid, he only has one limud, and that's from Riven Negoyim. Ma'ne goyim b'yoim. So that means even the Gemara Din has to be by Yoim, not like our Mishnah. So we have a machloikis to know him whether or not you can be goyim or balayla by Dinim Amunis, or do you have to go to the next day. But now we get off a little bit on a tangent, and we just learn now that there's a din by Dayonim that's just like Negoyim. Just like Negoyim, it's got to be l'chol mari eni akoyim, and therefore assume it's disqualified. A judge is also disqualified if he's a suma, if chas v'shalom he's blind. So if you're a ma'ase shahoy, ha'u samya, there was never a suma, the shavusay, the Rabbi Yochanan that lived in his shechinus, in his neighborhood, the havadoyim dina, and he was appointed as a dayan. Rabbi Yochanan should have protested. Rabbi Yochanan, how can you go and say that? Don't we learn from the rivim and the goyim, it has to be l'chom mayir and a koyim? Hey, chid
avad hachi. Well, they accepted it. The litigants. Accepted.
Apparently, we're talking about that there was just a litigant, he was appointed officially by Reish Kalusa, the Nasi, whoever.
This is in Eretz Yisrael, so it's a Nasi.
Oh, I'm sorry, my apologies. So they're a Nasi, and therefore this wasn't just that two litigants agreed to virtue anybody. But we're talking about that he was appointed as a Dai. Why did Rabbi Yochanan protest? What is that referring to? That even though he's kosher l'hoid, because he was able to see with one eye, but he's pasul l'odin, he cannot be a dayan. Oh, if that's what Rabbi Yochanan learned from that stam mishnah, he can't be a dayan. So how did he allow for there to be a dayan locally in his community? Everything, Mara, this one Rabbi Yochanan was just explaining that stam mishnah. Then when it said, v'yesh kosher l'hoid, v'yesh kosher l'odin, you know what that's referring to? However, the Rabbi Yochanan found another Stam Mishnah, and that other Stam Mishnah disagrees. What's that other Stam Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan Stam Achrit Ashkach. Our Mishnah, Dinim Momen is done in Biyoim, the Goyim Balayla. So how do we know that this Mishnah disagrees? Because our Mishnah doesn't learn the Rivim Negoyim Hekish back and forth. Because if he did learn the Rivim Negoyim Hekish, then what would he say? Then you can't be goyimer balayla, just like rivim has to be only during the day. Just by in the goyim have to be uviyoyim heroyis boy basachai yitma. After even have to be davka by day. The fact that our mishnah says it can be goyim balayla, see, he rejects that formulation and the whole drasha of Rameir. Since he rejects Rameir, he also rejects the limud that we had. That just like negoyim shloy besumin. And therefore he holds la'alocha, you can have a summa as a judge. Frey Timura, we just said we have two stam mishnayos in. What was the stam mishnah? We had one stam mishnah, tunan kola kosher lodun kosher lahoy vish kosher lahoy vin kosher lodun, and Rabbi Yochanan interpreted that to mean that it lasuye summa, that even though he's kosher lahoy, summa achas me'enav, he's always kosher lahoy, but he cannot go and be a dayan. that was one. And then he's bringing Arista Mishnah, and he's saying from Arista Mishnah we see that Asuma is kosher. Why is our Stam Mishnah better than the other Stam Mishnah? See, Morris, I'll tell you why. Two reasons. Iba Yisei Mestomed the Rabbim Odif. Iba Yisei Mishnah Dektoni Lagabi Hilchas Adedina. Stomed the Rabbim is Odif. What does he mean? Because this, our Mishnah, which is the color kosher, Loden, kosher, no. Sorry. Our Mishnah, which says Dina Mamin Estonim Beyoin. Vekorim Balayla, we established at the outset of this Gemara, that this only goes according to one man diyama. It doesn't go according to everybody.
It doesn't go according to who?
Our mission, we said, is the Rabbonon, and it's not Remeir. Because Remeir is the one that says you can only go and dan biyoim, and you can only be even goimer biyoim. So therefore, Remeir is a das yochid, and our Mishnah is the das rabbim. And what does our Mishnah das rabbim say? It says, number one, the Gabi being goyim b'layla, but number two, it rejects this halacha of the Suman, because the din of Suman we're only learning from Rivim and Negoim. Without Rivim and Negoim, we would say that a Suman is kosher. Right. And that's why Rav Yochanan favors our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, in parentheses, it doesn't say it expressly, but since our Mishnah does not agree with the drasha of Remeir, Remeir is the one that said that when it comes to a Riv, you can only do it even Gmar Din, only Bayoim and not Balayla, because he's Makish Rivim Lenegoim. That's Remeir. Our Mishnah rejects that, because our Mishnah says you can be Goimer Balayla. So I do not learn the Din of Rivim from Negoim. And therefore, I also don't learn the Din of the Psulmin from Negoim. By Negoim, Itaka says the Chomari Eni HaKoyim. But I'm not learning the Hekish of Rivim Lenegoim. Since I'm not learning the Rivim Lenegoim, our Mishnah holds that it's kosher. That's why our Mishnah, which does not like learn like Remeir, that's the Das HaRabim. That's why Rabbi Yochanan prefers our Mishnah, not Mishnah, because it's according to the Rabim, as opposed to that other Mishnah, called a Kosher Lodin, Kosher Lahoydish, Kosher Lahoydish, Kosher Lodin, from Rabbi Yochanan Lasuye Suma Beachmeinov, that he's possible to go and be a Dayan. That's only according to Remeir. So therefore, the Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan prefers is the Stam Mishnah that goes Alibi the Rabbanan, and not the Stam Mishnah which goes according to Remeir. So far, so good. Because our Mishnah, which is the Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan is favoring, which is the one that's favoring Stomach Ritha Ashkach Dini Mumnes Donim Beyoim Vegoim Balayla. That's our Mishnah. That our Mishnah is in Masechta Sanhedrin.
And
it's our topic of what's kosher and what's possible for Dayanim and for Eidus and what's the procedure and all the requirements. So that is the repository. In other words, it's like posted in Hilchas Choshe Mishpat, as opposed to being posted somewhere in Hilchas Negoim or somewhere else. Now, if you're wondering where is this Mishnah of the Kosher Lod and Kosher Lhoid, it's nowhere here in the Zikin. Rather, it happens to be in Mesechus Nida. How does this Lashon HaKol Kosher Lod and Kosher Lhoid get in Mesechus Nida? So Rashi points out because that Mishnah is showing different contrast between one halach and the other. For instance, it says in that same Mishnah, Kosher Chai Bereshus Agez, Chai Matonois. Veshe Chai Matonois Ven Chai Bereshus Agez. So in other words, it's trying to go and show contrast in different halachas, even though it has nothing to do with Masechus Nida, but there too, we're talking about contrast in various halachas. Presumably, it talks the difference between a Nida mitazava, mitazava, mitazav. So he's also telling the difference between Matonis and Rishus Agez, and the difference between Eidus and between Dayonim. But that's not the major repository to tell you Hilchas Dayonis. If I want to know Hilchas Dayonis, I wouldn't go and start looking at Masechus Nida. I'd look at Masechus Sanhedrin. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan prefers our Mishnah for two reasons. One, Rabbim against Yochanan, and number two, because this is the major repository of Hilchas Dayanus. Good. Frank Dimar, V'Rameyer, Hai V'Shavtos Es'om B'chol Eis Maidor Ishbei. What does Rameyer do with that possible V'Shavtos B'chol Eis? Because after all, Rameyer says you can only be Dan, not only Maschil, but even
Gomer.
You can do that.
Yes.
You
have to do Beyoim.
Oh, because we learn it from Reven. Reven, so we learn Reven from the Goyim. It has to be Beyoim Heroes by. It has to be during the day. Even the Gemara, it has to be during the day. Aye, what do we do with the Pasuk? Bechol Eis, which sounds like 24-6. Amarava Lisuyoim Amu'unan. Come to tell you if it's a cloudy day. Did not. Ein Roides in the Goyim Shachris. Uben Arboim. V'loi b'toich habayis. V'loi b'dayim amiyunan. V'nei shekeya niris aza. V'loi b'tzarei. V'nei she'aza niris keya. Sometimes the lighting can affect the
diagnosis.
Diagnosis. Very good. Mm-hmm. So you can't go and say in the goyim, it's shachris. Because in all of these cases, the keya, what is really dim, it's off-white, nearest Aza. At that point in time, it looks like it's very strong white. Not middle of the day, 12 o'clock noon, nearest keya, anything compared to the sun, anything which happens to be nice and bright and strong, appears to be dim under that light. So therefore, those times, you can't be right. But when it comes to lishpoit, that's a different story. Shaftas am b'chaleis, that the gabi negoim, you cannot do on a yoyim ha-mu'unan. But the shaftas am b'chaleis, you can do it be yoyim ha-mu'unan. So that's what Rava says, that pasuk comes to tell you. For Meir, hay b'yom ha-chili has bonan my ovid lay. Again, the original drasha of Rav Chiya bar Papa and Rava was a stira of shaftas am b'chaleis. That says 24-6. Well, b'yom ha-chili has bonan jasim during the day. We don't need dafka during the day if you're learning rivim, negoyim rivim, because I learned from ubiyoyim herois boy basacha yitla. So what do I need? Biyom achili as banu my avodle. Umi boyim lelikin tani rabba bar chanina. Kami der nachman. Vayibiyoyim achili as banu biyom atamapel nachlis viatamapel nachlis balayla. So on the surface, it sounds like that the surrogate's court can only go and give nachlis if the person passed away during the day and not if the person passed away at night. Are you telling if the person passed away during the day, then we'll give the nachla to the kids. Otherwise, if he passed away at night, the children don't get it. Who's going to get it? Maybe the state, maybe the Beis Hamikdash, somebody else, but not the children. Does that make sense? Ah, of course not. And therefore, dilma din nachlis ka'amris. What you're talking about, din nachlis. What means din? Desanya. Voice of Neisrael Chukas Mishpat. Ura kalaparsha. Kul liyoiz din. What happens if you have a choyla who unfortunately looks like he's a shchemara? So three people visit him at the same time, and then the choyla is saying, you know what, if Chas v'Shalom pass away, I want to give my entire set of svarim to my bechor, and my property over there on 91st Street I want to give to my second son, and so on and so forth. He's allocating his nechasim. So now, Ratzu Kaisin, since you have three, they can already write it down as if we're in a din Torah, because they're a panel of three. Ratzu Oisin Din, or if they want to, instead of writing it down, after the Choyle Nebuch passes away, they can have a din Torah and decide. In other words,
act as a surrogate's court.
Act as a surrogate's court. But Shnaim, if you only have two Koisvin, they can write it down so we shouldn't forget what he said. But you can't go and paskin based on it because only two Eidim. V'yomer Rav Chisda, lo yishon al b'yoyim av b'lai l'koisvin enoisin din. Even though we said that if three are visiting levakir sechoyle, they can be rotsa koisvin, rotsa oisin din. That's only if it's b'yoyim. If it's b'lai l'koisvin, then they're just like two. They can write it down, v'enoisin din. Why not? Mishim tavalu Eidim. Because at that time, since it's at night, it says, V'hoya b'yoyim anchili azbonav. So the three would not be able to go and meet the night and say, well, we're meeting already, so let's go and decide right now and implement what he said and let's sign the verdict that this is the way we're going to split up the nechasim. You can't do that because it's at night. So what you can do is you can question, you can write it like Torah, say this, and the ein eid nasa dayin. And eid cannot become a dayin, but rather the next day or whenever they have a chance, they'll take the eidim who wrote it all down, they're going to go in front of a regular panel of three, and they're going to present, this is what we heard, this is what we wrote down, and then that panel is going to be the surrogate's going to decide that, yes, we're going to go and divide it up, just like the eidim said. Ah, Malay, is that what you meant when you said that Urakala Parshakula, that Dinachlis is only B'yoyim and not Balayla? Is that what you meant? In Hakim and Dad, that's exactly what I meant! When you have a situation of these three, that the three cannot go and paskin at night, they can only paskin like a bezin if they're during the day.
Wow.
Have a wonderful day.